Let me have Cortez jump in here. Jump in with your thoughts, sir. Whoa. Mr. Cortez, I cannot hear you. If you are still there, I cannot hear you.
Oh. Hold on, man. I got the pieces in the wrong.
Jeez.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Are you sure you're not drinking?
I got a little wine on the side.
Wait a minute. Wait, what'd you say?
I do have a little wine on the side.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. See, look at that. Look at that. Yeah. We need you focused, man.
I'm as focused as I'm going to get, bro.
Cross-eyed focused? I never heard of that, but yeah. Okay.
Just to clear all this drama up, man, I'm not going to knock any fraternity or sorority. All
right.
But if they got you doing shit that you know in your heart that is illegal, maybe you need to not be a part of that organization if they telling you to do something like, hey, man, drink a keg, man, and walk over the Brooklyn Bridge blindfolded. They ask you to do dumb shit like that, man. Something ain't right.
Yeah.
You need to be adult enough to say, look, this is not for me.
It's a very good point.
Yeah, I mean, these cats won't get arrested. What they should have did, dumbasses, they should have made each day pledge sign some type of disclosure saying, we're not responsible for any injuries or anything that occurs while you're going through Hell Week or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know your alcohol limit, man.
But see, here's the thing. It also would depend on the actual university itself, because if they're unsanctioned, then any kind of a waiver that you write up would still not be binding because you are unsanctioned by the university that you are pledging for. Would that sound correct, GPS?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you were sanctioned, and if you had a waiver and everything, I say, okay, then you got something. But since you're an unsanctioned organization, there's your first problem. So, but either way, and the whole scheme of things, of course, condolences to all the family members and everything of the deceased, because, I mean, you know, you don't want to see that. And probably the kid was just trying to, you know, to fit, to belong, to see something, to be into something that's good. And sometimes you just, you know, you are, how can I put this? Sometimes they just put a cloak in front of your eyes and, you know, you assume one thing when it's probably not that.
But that's a study. They got studies out here, man, about the frontal lobe. And they said the frontal lobe is the last part of the brain that will develop.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, the frontal lobe is some people develop differently, but by the time you hit 25, your frontal lobe is fully developed by then. And at this point, between the ages of, I'm going to say 15 up to 22-ish,
mm-hmm.
The mind is still trying to mature itself, man.
Right.
I felt as though this guy wanted to belong all along, because 9 times out of 10, when I got to college, I wasn't trying to fit in, man.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to get in and get the fuck out. I wasn't trying to hook up.
Wait a minute. You went into college. Now, let me get this correct. You went into college not for the education, not for the friends, not even
for
the hot chicks. Wait. I'm getting to something here.
No problem.
Not for the hot chicks. Not for the free cafeteria food. You just wanted to go to university just to get in and get the fuck out. Am I missing something?
No, that's what my intentions were, but I ran into all the other stuff. But I never swayed away, man. I never tried to fit in with any group, man. And, you know, I was an artist, you know. I was an artist, people like me or people didn't like me, man. It wasn't like I was trying to fit in with any particular group. And I think, man,
we love you.
Yeah, I love y'all too, man. But it was just, I think the problem is, man, a lot of these cats go to these colleges and they trying to fit in so hard, man. Mm. And it's okay if you want to be in a fraternity or sorority. I'm not knocking that at all out there, folks. All I'm saying is, if you're going to be in a fraternity or sorority, make sure they're doing positive stuff within that community.
That's right.
Because if you just joining because you trying to get laid or you trying to drink or whatever, you ain't going to last that long in that fraternity or sorority. Because, mm-hmm. you know, it's just the message is so tainted, man. Pretty much all I'm saying, man, is, yo, unfortunately, when you are put in a situation and you're given in the peer pressure at the age of 20, I don't know more I could tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you ain't, by that time, you should be, at the age of 20, you should know what's right and wrong. You know what I'm saying? You, if they sitting there telling you get tore up and doing this, and they got you doing dumb shit, all types of dumb shit that's going to put you in bodily harm, maybe it's not the right place for you to be at. It's other, it probably was other fraternities and sororities on that campus that this person should have looked into before they just hooked up with this one, man, because it seemed like it was not the good, it was not a good fit.
Probably not. Probably not. So, but let's finalize this, Mr. GPS. I need an equivalent in glasses. 1.75 liters is equal to how many glasses of liquor?
Let me think about this.
So I'm looking at this bottle of water I have here, and this is only 500 milliliters. In my little drink glass here, I think I can fit 2, 4.
That's at least 25.
Wait.
My math is correct.
Wait a minute. 1.57 milliliters to 25 glasses?
Well, 500 into 500 into 17,500 would be what?
I don't know. You tell me. I'm out of college.
Yeah, I don't know no math, bro. You asking wrong. You brought up the wrong tree with that shit, bro.
Let's put it this way. Is it more than 10 glasses?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's much more than 10 glasses. So either way, the point is, people.
35.
Did you say 35?
That's how many glasses, man.
Damn. Wow. That's crazy.
Well, man, shit. I'm sorry, but if you drank too much liquor, man, don't your organs shut down after a while?
Well,
because
this is what happened to the young man. Everything just shut down on the liver, and everything goes first. Once the liver goes, that's it. Livers, kidneys, that's it. Bye-bye. So, I mean, once again, you know, condolences to the family. You know, read up, do your research on these organizations. Sometimes the grass is not always greener on the other side, but sometimes you do find hidden gems.
Right move.
because they had a... Oh, shoot.
Damn. What is that? Is that the popo?
I don't know, bro.
Damn. GPS?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was, I had to start my truck up. I got to take it back down to the yard.
Oh, okay.
Okay, like, I thought something went down.
Oh, damn. I was like, damn, popo came and found him. Could it be Governor Christie? I don't know, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Might be him.
Might be, but...
Shit, y'all been talking about him.
We have been, too, so can't lie about that. We're going to have a couple more segments, and then we'll wrap it up here. Now, one of the things I do want to talk about, we're going to have to bring you in, Mr. GPS. So, soundboard, let's do it. All right, people. You know what time it is. This is the time of the year for those baskets of cheer, and this is... The lifestyles of the semi-rich and semi-famous, champagne dreams, caviar nightmares, and, all right, whatever, these nuts. And joining us, of course, none other than our liqueur connoisseur, Mr. GPS. Good evening, sir.
Hey, hey.
All right, sir, I got a story here that I wanted to share with you. I thought that was kind of interesting. And let me bring this up here. It's a science story with a liquor twist.
Okay.
Yes. So, yes, we do read science, people. We read science through our peoples at Google. There is a comet that's out there called Comet Lovejoy. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of it. Comet Lovejoy definitely lives up to its name by releasing... a whole bunch of different molecules and gases. You know, the comets, they always release anything. You see that streak that goes through the sky. You're looking at ice, water, everything like that. But did you know that Comet Lovejoy also contains ethyl alcohol? Yeah. Ethyl alcohol is contained in Comet Lovejoy. Now, going with the story here from our peoples at themarketbusiness.com, Comet Lovejoy lives up to its name by releasing large amounts of alcohol as well as a type of sugar into space. This is according to the observations by an international team. The discovery marks the first time ethyl alcohol, the same type that's in alcoholic beverages, has been observed in a comet. The finding adds to the evidence that comets could have been a source of the complex organic molecules necessary for the emergence of life. Now, this is all published in a discovery in the October 23rd edition of Science Advances. Now, this part, Mr. GPS, I think you're going to really like. Comet Lovejoy was releasing so much alcohol that it was the equivalent to at least 500 bottles of wine.
Wow.
Yeah, see, look at that. His eyes lit up and I can't even see him. 500 bottles of wine. Wait a minute. I left out one important thing. Wait for it, GPS. 500 bottles of wine every second. Damn, I'll drink to that.
Actually be the ultimate high.
The ultimate high, literally high in the sky. Like I said, there's all these molecules in the gas of the comet, which include the ethyl alcohol and also glycol and part of my mention of the word, I know I'm going to kill it, glycolaldehyde, which is a simple sugar. Comets are basically frozen remnants of the formation of our solar system from years and millions and billions of years ago. But Comet Lovejoy has this ethyl alcohol located inside of its inside the comet itself. And when it passed closest to the sun during January of 2015, it was releasing water at a rate of 20 tons a second.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Water?
Water, yeah. Remember, comets are basically frozen balls of ice that are just traveling through the solar system. Except this one has a little kick to it. That's why, hence the name Comet Lovejoy. So, So, Mr. GPS, I can tell you're happy with this report.
Oh, hell yeah.
Makes me want to go and grab the comet right now. But here's the thing. Being in the spirit of astronomy, the stars, what would be your liquor of choice for a nice, clear, starry night to catch Lovejoy?
I'm going to say I'm going to have to default to rum. I mean,
okay.
Being that it is my favorite drink, on a night like that, I just really want to do me and be with my favorite thing, and that is one of them.
Okay. So, and now remember, being into the spirit of Halloween here, that's coming up next week. You know, what are you looking? Are you bobbing for apples with jungle juice? Hey!
I'll tell you, I've tried a few of the apple ciders.
Right.
You really can't go wrong.
Okay. Yeah. And I guess there are apple ciders that are very, like, strong and fermented?
Some of them have a little bit more apple than others. Some of them are a little flatter than others.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, I think, you know, you just got to pick one or two and...
Mr. Cortez, what is your reaction to this findings of Comet Lovejoy and the alcohol?
Well, man, I'm shocked nobody tried to pull it out the sky and sell it.
Shit. I would like to see somebody catch up to a comment, man.
I don't know. Donald Trump, he talks a lot of shit, man. He probably can do it, bro.
Yeah, he can do everything, can he?
I'm going to pull a comment out of the sky. I'm going to give everybody free alcohol.
That's right. First, I'm going to pull this comment out of my ass.
Shit.
But yes, yes, Comet Lovejoy, it should inspire you for some good, healthy, responsible drinking.
In your own home.
So as GPS said, you know, we're looking at trying samplers and everything. Now, I'm going to kind of segue from this to Cortez because, like we mentioned, Halloween is coming next week. And everybody loves your do's and don'ts for Halloween, Cortez. You have the do's and don'ts for Halloween, for Thanksgiving, and for Christmas. So what are your do's and don'ts for Halloween?
Well, I believe if you're over the age of 18, your ass should not be wearing a costume going trick-or-treating.
Okay, that would be one.
You're too fucking old.
Okay.
Now, if you would like to wear a costume, go to a Halloween party or go to a bar. Don't go no fucking trick-or-treating. Then on top of that, if you choose to take your kids trick-or-treating, lay out the area that you're gonna canvas.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know around my area, I know where the family developments are. I take my daughter right over there and we go trick-or-treat because I know she's going to get the best candy. Yeah, some of these developments, man, motherfuckers are kind of skimpy with the treats.
What, did they give you coupons or something?
Oh, hell yeah, they give out coupons. Give out coupons and shit that you really, like, come on, give out apples, man. Come on, bro.
Well, they're looking out for health as long as there's nothing like a razor inside of it. I mean, that's being for real.
No, you being for real, but I wouldn't feed that shit to my daughter, man. I wouldn't get no apple for my daughter. Oh. No, not because of the fact that somebody can easily stick a knife in there, man. You know.
That's true.
So you got to be on your guard out there.
Okay. Oh, now, like you said, you apply for the best spots. You make sure that you're under 18, but what is the most important? Let's just say if you're not canvassing the area with by yourself or with a little one, if you're the one giving out the candy, what is the thing that gets on your nerves the most?
Well, you see, if you don't want to open up your fucking door, just put a sign up saying, please take one. And put a little jar out there, and that's what they do. They pick up one piece of candy and keep stepping, man.
Yeah, okay. GPS, you co-sign with this?
Yeah, I would not be 30 or 40 years old knocking on somebody's door asking for candy.
Now what about with your son? Does your son go trick or treating, or?
I don't think he does anymore. I think he's done with that now.
Okay. I think the most classic one for me is years ago when my pop was sitting on the porch acting like one of those little dolls or statues and everything like that with a little hood on. It was a bathrobe, but it looked like the cloak of death. Kid came up, tried to grab some candy and everything, and he just got up out of the chair, scared the shit out of the person, and that kid fell all the way down the stairs. All I saw is the kid going boom, 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 bam, right on the concrete. I was cracking up. Oh, man.
Damn, that's some cruel shit, man. that poor kid.
It wasn't me. My pop did that, but it was funny as hell, man. That joint was funny as hell. So he always had some classics.
Yeah, I'm going to traumatize your ass, boy.
I'm going to traumatize you real good. Boo. So, all right. Well, that's a deal. That's a deal with Halloween and the liqueur. We thank you, Mr. GPS, for coming by. And just remember, people, this is the liqueur connoisseur, and he knows everything from heaven and earth that deals with liquor here on The Lifestyles of the Semi-Rich and Semi-Famous, Champagne Dreams, Caviar Nightmares, and Go Bobbing for Apples in Jungle Juice. So that's what I say. But what we're going to do, we're going to finish with one last story, which definitely needs to be brought to the surface. All I got to say is this, and everybody can join me with this. Temple is undefeated. 7-0 in football. Yes. And let's get more of a let's get the kicker out here. Wait a minute, we're ranked number 21 in the country? Mr. Cortez, help me out here. Remember, we used to sell Temple tickets in high school because we never wanted to go.
They didn't sell them. They used to give them away.
Yeah.
Used to give them away and shit. You used to go up into SAC.
Oh, my
God. Student Activity Center. I used to buy, hey, you want some tickets to the game? Free tickets.
Yeah.
What happened?
They got better.
Yeah. And the thing, the irony I like about it is that it's a phoenix right now. It rose from the ashes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I definitely believe in that. What about you, GPS? You sound shocked, sir.
Hell yeah, because I never thought you'd be saying simple and winning and undefeated all in the same sentence.
Oh, man, you got that right. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Temple is 7-0. They have been running the gambit, and I'm definitely proud of my alma mater, all of our alma maters down there at North Broad Street. They play on Halloween, so I'm finalizing this whole theme here with Halloween and liquor and everything else. Temple versus Notre Dame, national TV on Halloween night. It's on. So,
like a box of popcorn, down like a box of popcorn.
So I'm gonna make some predictions here. Temple pulls up the upset, 17-14. Notre Dame's number 9 in the country. We're gonna shock the world. Mr. Cortez, your thoughts?
I believe, man, I think we can do it, G. We took out Penn State, man. Yes. When I heard we beat Penn State, I was like, damn, because we had never, ever outdid Penn State, man.
In like 50-some-odd years. Yeah.
they used to just hand us a can. Like, we used to be the laughing stock when we go to those games, man.
Because
we were always the underdogs.
Mm-hmm.
Not no more. You know, I think it was due time, man.
Mm-hmm.
It was due time. You know, you can only be the underdog for so long.
That's true. But either way, kudos to all of Temple football, the coach, staff, and everybody. I mean, you know, total big ups to TU. And like I said, the game is Halloween night, going to be televised on ABC against number 9 Notre Dame. And we're going to pull up the upset. GPS, what do you think is going to be the score? What's your prediction?
Well, since they're out there doing it, I'm going to say
27-17. Ooh, okay. Nice. All right, so going to be a tough one. It's going to be a dogfight. I definitely believe that. Mr. Cortez, now you. What's your prediction?
I can't predict on a point spread, man, but I know that Temple's going to win because it's in the stars.
Yes.
The Temple Owls are
and of course, flying. Comet Lovejoy.
Yes. Blame it on
alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Yes, indeed. So, you know what? That is interesting because, yeah, it seems like there is something in the air, and it must be Comet Lovejoy. That's why we're doing so great. In all seriousness, the players are doing awesome. The defense is doing great. You know, just keep it going, fellas. Keep it going. And as we would say here, T for Temple U, University, hey, fight for the cherry and the white. For the cherry and the white, we'll fight. See, you didn't think I knew the song, did you?
You know, I don't know the damn song. You know, I don't know it.
What did you say, GPS?
I said, look at that.
That's right. Come on now. I mean, I might have spent all my time in SAC, but I did learn something. Either way, good luck, Temple. Y'all going to kick some ass. And of course, everybody on the Notre Dame dick, which has been like that for so many years, all I say is this. Fuck Notre Dame. All right? That's all I got to say. Y'all good, but you ain't going to be good next week. That's all I got to say about that. We are into the twilight of the show. So right now we are going to go into our final thoughts of Mr. Cortez. So soundboard, let's do it.
Final thoughts with Mr. Cortez.
Well, to all of you dreamers out there, keep dreaming, man. But you know, sometimes you gotta wake up from a dream and go get it.
You're on, sir.
Yeah, my final thoughts for today is, folks, we just have to get ourselves mentally in shape to prepare for the ending of 2015. Because I hate to say, this year has been a crazy-ass year, if you think about it.
Okay.
It really has, you know, a lot. That's what I'm saying. It's not over yet, but damn, hold on, folks. 2016 is right around the corner. It's just just life has changed dramatically within the past 6 months, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's gotten pretty crazy. It's really gotten pretty crazy. But you know what? I think we're gonna make it. You know, we're all gonna make it. Everything's gonna work out just fine. So you know, just keep that positive focus. But please continue, Cortez.
That's all I have to say. Is just the fact of staying focused and preparing for the next year, because, I mean, this is crazy now. It's hard to believe this year is coming to a close so fast.
That is true. GPS, what about you?
2015 is wrapping up. It's wrapping up quickly. Some events we'll discuss off the record. And
yes.
Hey, you know, look, 2016 is coming, and as they say, as the whispers say, it just keeps moving on.
That's right. Keep on keeping on. That's all you really got to do. So, all right. That's cool.
And the beat goes on.
That's right. That's right. As the old song says, and the beat goes on. Yes, 2016 is just around the corner. So, you know, get everything in check before the end of the year. And, you know, everything will work out fine for you. So, on that note, we will end the show today. But we thank you for tuning in, and just remember, any comments, criticisms, anything you want to hear, any new artists that you want to lend to us so we can share it with the world out there, just let us know in our handles. It's G5 Radio, all one word, on Twitter, G-Fi Radio on Skype, and of course the G-Line, which is always on, 267-776 GPHI, iTunes, Podomatic. Oh my God, Facebook, you name it, we're there. Just remember, G5 is worldwide, so just tell a friend. Tell many friends, because we're all over the place. And just remember, people, those who can will, those who can't won't, and see, say, weather. Peace.
Peace.
Later.
Sugar from my booger, juicy like high C, or a when I see. I got the shit to make your ass write a bad check. Cause like I said, I ain't afraid of the sweat. Beat on my drum if you feel the need to. As I proceed to open up and feed you. I got a longing to put you where you wanna be. Been I can, I get rid of all company. Lazy motherfuckers get put on probation. Those that didn't perform well, they gets no answer when they ring a ring of my bell. You're playing with my time, trying to jerk me, hurt me, then desert me. You better work me while you got the opportunity to be in the midst of the L-Y-T-E. Only the strong survive, only the wise excel. Once said by my born in hell, only the lonely die slowly. All alone, try to control me. Easy does it, never ask how was it. Never speak my info of my sheets in the street. Cause that ain't cool, and that ain't cute to talk about who knocked the boot on the video.